family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media. To have your podcast recorded, send an email to info@soundandsounds.co.za. That's info@soundandsounds.co.za.
Hello, Vusi. This is Craig Madaza from Zimbabwe. I'm a student currently studying in the UK. I'm 20 years of age. I just wanted to thank you for all your podcasts. They've really helped me a lot. And, you know, I once heard someone say that a good role model doesn't inspire you to be like them, but they inspire you to be a better you. And that's exactly what these podcasts have done for me. So thank you.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
You ready? Tell me when. Right. Okay.
If you could see me now, one who said that he'd rather roll, the one who said he'd rather be alone. If you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a while, if I could really make you mine. Just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. 'Cause I've been too long in the wind, and too long in the rain, raging every comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, lying in your loving arms again.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast. Of course, listening to that, there's some of you going, he's getting the lyrics wrong. There is no such thing as getting your lyrics wrong, because I have the poetic license to express what my heart feels. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Dobie Gray, Loving Arms. Don't you love that song? It reminds me of Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Metro FM music. There was a Radio FM DJ called Romeo Kumalo, and he had a spot on Metro called Romeo's Romantic Boulevard. And he used to play that song like all the time.
If you could see me now, ooh, one said that he'd rather roll.
What a beautiful, beautiful song. And it brings us to what it is that I wanted to talk about this week, which is regret. We're humans. We've all experienced it, that emotion of hoping things did not turn out as they did, or that you had done better than you had done, or that you showed up better, or that you had a bit more faith, a bit more love, you were a bit more giving, and maybe that you exercised just a little bit more grace. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, regret.
We're human beings, right? So we've all been there. We've all done something or found ourselves in a situation where we've acted in a manner that we thought was beneath us, that we thought perhaps was slightly ajar of our character, of our belief systems, of our personality, our training, or even how we were raised. And yet, at the end of it all we have to hang on to is this dangerous emotion called regret. And so, today I wanted to talk to you a bit about regret because I think that a lot of us carry that as a toxic emotion into the rest of our lives. We carry this emotion of regret. And what regret does, isn't it, is it keeps you resident in a past you can no longer resolve. What regret does, is it not, is that it robs you of the ability to enjoy fully the moment that you're in. What regret does, sadly, is it takes away from you the ability to create the future you want because you're so invested in the past you had. Regret. For some, it's love. It's a long-lost love who, for whatever reason, is no longer in your life, and you're now settled and settled with your life as you live it. Of course, you're doing the best you can, you're managing the best you can, but they're not quite that love. Yeah? Some of you know what it is that I'm talking about. There's maybe that one person you dated or who was in your life, that at just the sheer glance as they looked at you, the sparkle in their eye gave you butterflies in your stomach. Your skin grew chicken skin on end. The hair at the back of your neck stood at attention. Your toes crinkled into a tense motion just at the mere feel of their touch. And for whatever reason, they lost you or you lost them. And once in a while, once a day, maybe once a week, you have a moment of regret. What could have been? What should have been? For others, it's stuff that's happened in our professional lives. It was that job you could have taken but didn't. That job you could have interviewed for but chose not to. That business you started, and maybe I gave up just too soon. It could have been that business partnership that you felt could have gone better. Maybe if I'd managed it just differently. And so, every day in your life, there is a silent whisper, a voice that says, but you could have, but you could have, but you should have, maybe you would have. And that voice is the voice of regret. Now, let me confess it here. All of us are human beings, so all of us suffer this emotion. It's not that there are some who don't suffer regret. We all suffer regret. Admittedly, the extent to which we suffer it varies in intensity. It varies by your emotional proclivity. It varies by your personality, your socialization. It also varies by your locus of control and how you are governed, your constitution at an individual, personal, human level. It varies. But make no mistake, both priests and psychopaths suffer regret. It's a completely natural human emotion. Knowing this, then, why did I want to talk about regret this week? Well, first to say the following. Free yourself. Free yourself. You know, most suffering is imagined. So you're suffering from what could have been because you're imagining what could have been. It's not real. Didn't happen. It's just your mind running an Excel model and extrapolating forward. It says, this is what could have resulted if I stayed in that relationship. This is what might have been if I stayed in that business. This is where we could have been if I kept on with that business partner. It's imagined. It's not real. And so in your life, you're holding yourself resident to a toxic emotion based on your imagination. It isn't real. So free yourself. But how do you free yourself? Well, the first is to give and gift yourself grace. At a different point, I'd love to do a podcast on that. The incredible power, ladies and gentlemen, of grace. Three of my favorite words, grace, hope, and faith. But of all of these, grace. So grant yourself and gift yourself some grace. Recognize that you're a human being, that you're fallible, imperfect, that is to say, and that things happened as they should have happened. Second, surrender yourself to the wisdom of the universe. For those of you that believe in whatever deity, to the wisdom of whomever it is that you believe, is the ultimate authority of life on earth, whatever deity you believe in. But surrender yourself to the wisdom of the universe. Recognize that things did not turn out that way because that's not where the universe wanted you. That relationship ended because that's not what the universe wanted for you. That business didn't work out because that's not where the universe wanted you to apply your time, your skill, your creativity, your heart, your craft. Once we surrender ourselves to the wisdom of the universe, we humble ourselves to the path that has become our life. We recognize that, in fact, we are not at the driver's seat, but rather that we are the navigation system. Indeed, as the driver is driving, that is, whatever God you believe in, you at the very least can make decisions about turning left or turning right. But that's a fundamental understanding that you are on a path and the path is gifted to you. Third, and this for me was the kind of game-changing moment about the things about which I have had regret, and let me confess, there are more than my fair share. Let me put it to you this way. You don't climb the ladder as high as I've climbed it and achieve the extent to which God has granted me the grace to achieve without having a few moments that you look back on and think, I wish I could have done that better. I wish I could have done it again. I think I would have done it differently. But what has helped me in those moments of regret, both of major and minor things, has been the third thing I'm going to share with you. And the third thing has been this. It's been the recognition that my wisdom today is a direct result of the choices I made yesterday. And so even though the choices are not desired, the wisdom is the gift my Creator has given me. There are many of you, who spend a long time and a lot of your life crucifying yourself for things you cannot change. And what you need to realize is you are who you are precisely because of those things. And rather than crucify yourself, you should show yourself some grace. This week's podcast is very, very short, but it's inspired and motivated by a young man who sent through a voice note on our podcast feature asking about some regret he has in his life. And the question he asked was, how do I deal with this emotion? It's debilitating me. I'm frozen. I don't know what to do next. I don't trust myself. And I'm worried that I'm not going to get out of this state. And to that young man, and I sent you the email letting you know that I would keep your name to myself. But to that young man, I want to say the following to you. Even the sins you have not yet committed have already been forgiven. You don't need to crucify yourself. You have already been given grace. You are a human being. Regret for the moment, perhaps, but wake up in the morrow, look up into the sky, and recognize the fact that you have been gifted another day, that you wake up and you can see the beautiful, bright sunlight, means that your job on this here planet Earth is not yet done. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is our podcast for this week. If you have some regret, show yourself some grace. Oh, and by the way, feel free to send a little note about how fantastic you think my singing is, eh? Maybe I should release a young album, just the young album where I cover songs, you know, maybe. That's our podcast for the week. Thank you so much for joining us. Asante sana.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.